Kol Yisrael's different versions of Minhage Avelis during Svir, when the Minhagim apply, whether it's the first two-thirds, the latter two-thirds, exactly what the Minhagim consist of in terms of what it is that we avoid. But those Minhagim, which date back centuries, sometimes color our thinking and our mood, our feel of Svirah Se'omer in general. But sometimes we fall into the misconception that Svirah is in and of itself a sad mitzvah and a sad time. There's a very beautiful Ramban in this week's parsha. It gives a different perspective. Ramban writes in the introduction to his Pirush that he's going to be involved in many different layers of Chumash, and when he veers into Kabbalah, if you're not initiated, you should skip to the next paragraph. And that's the minute Klal Yisrael, I think, in general, is to follow Ramban's instructions, with one notable exception, and that's in this week's parsha. Ramban says, I'm going to talk Kabbalah now, and this Ramban everyone learns. So what does he say? So we hope that we understand at least a little bit, the tip of the iceberg. He makes a comment that the way the Torah presents the Yom Tovim, the end of Parshas Emor, the whole annual cycle, so you have, you expect your Pesach and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, but the Torah speaks about Svirah Se'omer as well, almost as like one of the Yom Tovim. You have Pesach, then you have Svirah Se'omer, and then you have Shavuos, and then the other half of the year you have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. So Rabban comments, it seems like there's some sort of parallel here. And just as he says, and on the Tishrei end of the year, you have a day of Yom Tov, 6 days of Chol Hamoed, and then you have a day of Shmini Atzeres as the culmination. He says, here too, you have a week of Yom Tov of Pesach, and then approximately 6 more weeks of Svirah Se'omer, culminating in Shavuos. As though the Svirah Se'omer is a little bit like the Chol Hamoed that connects Pesach and Shavuot, as much as Chol Hamoed Sukkot connects the first day of Yom Tov and Shmini Atzeres. So number one, there's just an uplift in thinking about Svirah Se'omer as one of the Yom Tovim. On the Daraisa levels, particularly as it's presented in Parshas Emor, this is part of Parshas Emor. This is the Chol Hamoed between Pesach and Shavuot. Number two is that the Torah is quite clear, as the Pesukim say, here on the chart, that's from later on. Both in Emor and in Re'eh, the Torah is clear that this season is driven by karbanos. The Svirah Se'omer begins with a karban and ends with a karban. Svirah Se'omer is catalyzed, is set into motion by the karban ha'omer, and we're counting towards the karban shtei halechem on Shavuos. There is a machlokas whether Svirah Se'omer is ma'azeh min ha'torah or midrabanan. Machlokas Amarav and Machlokas Harishonim, how we should assume halachal maisa. And that's part of what drives the practical question. If you count Svirah Se'omer later this evening, do you say how much is that l'shem yichud? How much is the hinei muchan to say that we've been kind of the mitzvah and the pasuk? That's the question. Are we been kind of the mitzvah and the pasuk or not? So if you say that we're not, well, why the pasuk and the chumash, why shouldn't Svirah Se'omer be daraisa? The answer is because it's supposed to begin with the Karban HaOmer. We didn't bring a Karban HaOmer. So there are opinions that if there's no Karban HaOmer, then the mitzvah Doraisa doesn't apply in the Bizman HaZeh, it's merely Drabanan. But Chaim points out that even the Rambam, who thinks Svirah HaOmer is Doraisa Bizman HaZeh, also sees it as tied to a Karban. Not tied to the fulfillment of the Karban, we haven't fulfilled this Karban in centuries, but tied to the fact that when the first night of Chol Moed Pesach comes, we have a chiyuv to bring that carbon. We haven't succeeded in bringing it. Unfortunately, we haven't had the capacity. But the chiyuv is there, the mitzvah is there, and it's that obligation to bring the carbon that drives us into Svirah Se'omer. So that's sort of element number two, is to recognize that not only are we in a season that's it's in a certain sense the longest Yom Tov, the longest moed of the year, Svirah Se'omer, it's also a season that's defined and marked by Karbanos. And it connects us back to the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, to think for a moment about what it means that Svirah Se'omer is the Chol HaMoed, connecting, transitioning us from Pesach to Shavuos. Certainly you do have those weeks in between, but presumably there's more to it than that. And a number of Achronim suggest that the Shechter is fond of quoting this from the Bnei Yisachar, the Hirsch Melech Dinever, in a sefer on the Moedim, that the specifically it bridges us from the Karban HaOmer to the Karban Shtei Alechem. For the Karban HaOmer, which was a Karban of Sa'orim, a Karban of Barley, a Karban of what Chazal saw as Machal Behema, to a Karban Shtei Alechem, a Karban which is not only wheat, but Chametz, which represents the peak of human activity, of Sidur, the past of human creativity and human involvement. You know, Rashiach, I've heard this a number of times. He said it one Nusach when he was here, the second day of Yom Tov. But I'll give it to you, the Nusach he said at other times, is that the notion of growing from the carbon Sa'orim, the Machal Behema, to the carbon of Chitiv and Chametz and Shavuos, it captures Klal Yisrael's maturity. That at the time of Pesach, we were passive recipients of Kadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. Pesach celebrates the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yam Suf. We did practically nothing to earn it, to deserve it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Miluk, Pesach, that basically we were just passive recipients of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. It was the Machal Behema. We were just, a Kadosh Baruch Hu was gifting us. It was in the language of the Sifrei Machshava, the Sifrei Chassidus, the Sifrei Kabbalah. It was this Arusa de la Eila. It was an awakening from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to just shower us with his blessings at the time of Pesach. It was beautiful, and we were spiritually very immature. We were just takers. At times, 7 weeks later, we get to Matan Torah. Certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the giver of the Torah, but at least we had a role to play. There was a Nasav and Ishma. We were more active participants, junior partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and craft their destiny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the note, and we were actively Mekavli HaTorah. And that captured a certain spiritual maturity that we had gained. Something had changed from the Isarusa de la'ela, that just the gift from above, and our being almost entirely passive, Machal Behema, the barley of the Karban HaOmer, to 7 weeks later when this Isarusa de Milotata, there was awakening from below. We were driving things, that we were asking, we were yearning. And Sefirah Sa'omer captures that. Sefirah Sa'omer, these weeks, every year, are an opportunity for us to tap into the capacity to spiritually mature, to become, instead of just sort of coasting along as the life takes us, just the river of life, we're just sort of sitting atop the river, to become active participants, to become drivers, to become pilots, to begin to think about where do we want to go and how do we want to get there, and to plug into that koach. As Sefirah Sa'omer once again takes us from Sa'orim to Chitim, we hope in Yirtz Hashem, a year from now, it will take us literally from a Karban HaOmer to Karban Shtei Alechem.